Depending on where you live, the demand for COVID-19 vaccines continues to outpace supply. About 1.4 million Americans are getting shots every day. And some places like West Virginia and Alaska are making steady progress. But CDC data shows other states like Idaho, Missouri, and Iowa are at the end of the pack when it comes to vaccinations. And joining us now to talk about some of the challenges and possible solutions is Dr. Christine Hahn. She's the state epidemiologist for Idaho and also serves as medical director for the Idaho Division of Public Health. Dr. Hahn, welcome.
Thank you.
You've been at this a long time, more than two decades as a health leader. Nationally, how would you describe the vaccine rollout so far?
Well, the rollout, of course, is not as smooth as any of us would have wanted. There were lots of challenges with communication from the federal level. I think those are getting better. And of course, we would have all loved to see more vaccine faster. We know one of our main limiting factors is just the amount of vaccine that is coming out from the manufacturers. And that's just been a real challenge to try to get folks vaccinated when there just isn't enough vaccine yet.
Yeah, what we're seeing is kind of like what we saw with COVID-19 testing. Each state is basically going about the vaccine rollout differently. What stage is Idaho in right now? Who's eligible to get a vaccine there?
We right now have folks 65 and older are all eligible to get the vaccine. But in addition, we've been vaccinating long-term care facilities and healthcare workers, of course. We also have, our governor felt very strongly about having some of our, you know, frontline essential workers high up in the priority groups. So that includes teachers. I know that's been a big topic in many states, and I'm really glad that our teachers have stepped to the front of the line, correction officers and fire, police, that type of folks. So we do have a little bit of a different picture than what you might see in some other states.
In terms of vaccine supply, how has it been going? We're reading that Idaho has about 7.5% of its population receiving at least one vaccine dose.
Yeah, so it's an interesting dilemma. The states are receiving vaccine based on our adult population, not on our total population. Idaho has more children than most other states, percentage-wise. So we're actually getting fewer vaccines per capita than many other states. I think we're 48th right now, just as far as the amount of vaccine we're receiving into our population. So that gives us an extra challenge in trying to, of course, get folks vaccinated. We are getting less vaccine. That said, we're very proud of the way things are going. Idahoans have really been stepping up. We're getting more vaccines out there this last week than we had the week before, and it keeps getting better. But at some point, we just need more vaccine.
Has there been any vaccine hesitancy? Has that been an obstacle at all in the state?
Yeah, you know, Idaho does have a proud, independent, free-thinking population here, and we do have more vaccine hesitancy than I think we have in other parts of the country. We do have one of the highest rates of vaccine exemptions for school children, for example. Idaho has always had a very high rate of exemptions to required vaccines. So we are concerned that vaccine hesitancy is playing a role here. We have heard anecdotally of entire groups turning down, including folks sometimes in the healthcare sector, sometimes turning down the vaccine. And an opinion poll, a survey that just got publicized last week by Boise State University, showed, and this was taken in December, that only 54% of the population said they would take the vaccine if it was available today. So that's a tough, we have a lot of work to do to educate people, to give them confidence in this vaccine, and try to overcome some of those hesitancies and reluctance to get vaccinated.
I know you were saying you're really proud at the pace. In the meantime, what support do you need at this point from the federal government?
Yeah, well, we are so happy to hear of some of the things coming out now. I hear this week CDC is going to be coming out with school, you know, opening school guidance. We also need more information on the amount of vaccine coming out. We're excited about potentially a third vaccine, but we have no visibility yet. And I've done quite a bit of scouring, and I can't find information on how much vaccine that will add to us. So it's very hard to plan mass clinics and plan increasing vaccination when we have no idea how much vaccine we're actually going to be getting.
How are you holding up in all of this? We just keep hearing that there is light at the end of the tunnel. But I'm thinking about all of the healthcare workers who have been working nonstop to get these vaccines into their regions and states.
This is the hardest thing we've ever been through, and the stress on the staff is unbelievable. It's been very, very hard. And I think the vaccine is giving us that feeling of, okay, we can keep going. It's like when you're running a marathon and you can kind of in the distance see the finish line and people are yelling, you're almost there. We would love to think we're almost there. I think this would be unsustainable long term, this type of effort and stress, scrutiny, and challenges is just incredibly hard.
Well, I thank you so much for your work. And I know those in Idaho also thank you. That's Dr. Christine Hahn. She's a state epidemiologist for Idaho and also serves as medical director for the Idaho Division of Public Health. Thank you again.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.